And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday said the loss of life in the earthquake in Turkey and Syria that has killed over 11,500 people has been, quote, truly staggering and shocking.
So far, we have deployed more than 150 search and rescue personnel to Turkey. We have U.S. helicopters that are helping to reach areas that would otherwise be difficult to access.
Blinken also said Washington will have more to say in the days ahead about how the United States will continue to support the Turkish and Syrian people as they recover from devastation. The Syrian rebel-controlled enclave of Idlib on the Turkish border is reeling from Monday's two deadly earthquakes. The region has already been devastated by years of civil war, and aid agencies now say the need for international assistance is urgent. For VOA, Dorian Jones reports.
Monday's two deadly earthquakes devastated the Syrian rebel-controlled Idlib province on Turkey's border. But out of the destruction, miraculous stories of survival, like Abu Yazan Madar. Madar and his family were rescued by the Civil Defense Force, commonly known as the White Helmets. But Madar's son Habib died. The sheer scale of the destruction is pushing the White Helmets to the limit as they contend with freezing winter conditions. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday admitted there were problems with his government's initial response to the devastating earthquake in southern Turkey amid anger from those left destitute and frustrated over the slow arrival of rescue teams. Erdogan, who contested an election in May, said on a visit to the disaster zone that operations were now working normally and promised no one would be left homeless as the combined death toll and Turkey and neighboring Syria crossed 11,500. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said during a visit to Paris on Wednesday, France and Germany can be quote-unquote game changers in the war against Russia by not hesitating in delivering heavy weapons and modern fighter jets to Ukraine.
Франція і Німеччина мають потенціал game changers.
Zelensky arrived in Paris for a dinner with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz after holding talks in Britain earlier in the day, where he urged his Western allies to send Ukrainian warplanes to help turn the tide against Moscow. He travels to Brussels on Thursday, where he attends a European leaders' summit. Western countries have scaled up their pledges of military aid for Ukraine this year with promises of hundreds of tanks and armored vehicles, as well as longer-range weapons, but have so far refused to deliver Western-made combat planes. U.S. President Joe Biden kicked off the traditional post-State of the Union blitz in a key battleground state, Wisconsin. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
At a training facility near Madison, the president says his economic plan is about investing in people and places that feel forgotten. He feels things got done during the last Congress. It could work with the Republican majority in the House.
People sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting gets us nowhere. We're getting things done.
The president also brought up the Republican heckling during the State of the Union address.
Marjorie Taylor Greene and others stood up and said, liar, liar.
The president, vice president, and cabinet members are fanning out across the country to promote his themes from the speech. I'm Ed Donahue.
Eight people were killed and 28 wounded when protesters in East Congo's North Kivu province blocked and then set upon a convoy of United Nations peacekeepers on Tuesday, resulting in clashes, the provincial government said on Wednesday. Anti-UN sentiment has risen since a rebel group known as M23 staged a violent offensive last year that has displaced hundreds of thousands and caused dozens of deaths in an already volatile part of the country. Uprooted citizens accused the UN peacekeeping mission and a regional force set up last year of failing to protect them. Police in Canada say a city bus drove into a daycare north of Montreal, leaving two children dead and six injured. A police spokesperson said the 51-year-old bus driver was arrested with careless driving and homicide after the Wednesday morning crash. An eyewitness says that immediately after the crash, the driver stepped out of the bus, ripped off his clothes, and started screaming. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.